You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Mom Says. This is Erica.
And this is Amy. We're two moms from the Metro Detroit area trying to navigate through the stage of the terrible teenage years.
We're not experts, but we are moms of teenagers with real life issues. In this corner of the podcast world, we will talk about funny situations and sometimes serious ones. We are going to be honest, funny, snarky, and maybe emotional. Why?
Because Mom says.
Hey, welcome back. This is Erica.
This is Amy.
Today's topic is going to be about overscheduling our kids.
Oh, it's a pet peeve of mine.
It is a pet peeve, but it is a way of life right now. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. But first, I want to say that these are our opinions, and we're going to be pros and cons on this. So don't be judgy McJudgester and send us some kind of rude email. I feel it's a touchy subject.
No, I do.
Because our kids we all want them to be Olympiads and perfect and get trophies. And like I said, this is one of my pet peeves because I have four kids and my time is thinned out. But, you know, many kids are more frenzied than ever and overzealous parents, and they're just every activity possible, and some are even made up and are created because our kids are now into feng shui, and you're like, what the hell is that? Like, I don't know. Just the greater likelihood to get a trophy, to be the winner, to be number one. And, you know, feelings are getting hurt because everyone's got to win. And, you know, we've got to be in scouts and Little League and music lessons and dance recitals. And it's not uncommon to see your calendars. Well, I go old school. I know Erica's technology and she has her phone, but like I've got the calendar, the secretary's calendar with everyone's got a color and they're all highlighted. In fact, the other day I was putting up the schedule, which we've now started the spring stuff.
Oh, sure.
Spring chaos. We were hibernating this winter and now we're there. We're in it to win it. So everyone had a color. My husband's looking. He's like, huh, I didn't know blue was a highlighter. I'm like, blue's a highlighter. He's like, can I be green? I'm like, why do you need green? He's like, I don't know. I feel a little left out. Like he wasn't on the calendar. I'm like, but you don't have any activities. He's like, I know. I'm like, so you just want to write your name in green on the calendar? He's like,
oh, that's funny.
Maybe.
That's cute.
I'm like, well, then find something to do. That was a cute little cute story. But anyway, but yeah, kids are no longer just playing outside.
No, they are not. But I do want to say to you really quick, we don't use a calendar. You know what we do? Every Monday morning, I email my husband the schedule for the week.
Okay, I kind of do that. We have a family text, a group text.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And yeah, I'll do like screenshots of what's going on because I'm very known for wrong kid, wrong location, wrong time, wrong place, wrong day. And it just happened last Friday. I even sent the screenshot to everybody and wrote down the girls had softball batting practice at 9 and my husband has this thing like and it's not – it's more me, not him. He'll ask me, so where's this place at? And I feel like he needs an answer right away. And I don't have the kind of brain. Like, I don't know. I got to find my phone, you know. And I feel bad. I kind of overreact. And he doesn't want an immediate answer because he knows I don't know right off bat.
Sure.
So I told him, yeah, batting practice at 8. Go, go, go. It's 7 o'clock. You got to go. So then, yeah, sure enough, I get this call like, are you sure it's at 8 o'clock? Because we're here and we're not on the list. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's at 9.
Oh, 9 o'clock at night? Batting practice? Wow.
Yeah, that's for an hour. So the girls benefited because they went and got ice cream first. And,
Well,
he was very patient with me and he's like, I've been amified.
Oh.
So now they have a name for it because I feel bad. But
well, what are you going to do, you know? And then we have friends that live by their Google calendar.
Mm.
Yeah, that's another thing. Everything's on the Google calendar.
I'm not that savvy.
Well, I will tell you. So Brian tried that a couple of years ago, and I wasn't interested. And it was just too much at the time.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, I'm going to set up this Google calendar. He's like, your window has closed. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I've already suggested the Google calendar, and you said you didn't want it, so we're not going back. And so, like I said, every Monday I send out an email. We only have one child to manage right now, but still there's a lot of picking up and dropping off, and it's different every day. So it's not always the same set schedule, which I wish it was the same set schedule, but
yeah,
no.
I, We kind of implemented a rule a long time ago, like one sport per child mm-hmm. per season, because it's too much. And then you lose track. And then you have practices on the same day or a game for one team and practice for another team on the same day. And someone's going to lose out. And to me, it's not fair to that team who's going to miss you.
Sure.
You know, and you're changing in the car. And how do these parents cook? I guess that's my first question is, how do you prepare meals? You're living out of your car, you know, like I don't get that. So yes, gone are the days of the 5 o'clock dinners with your family, but
that's the sad part of it is because we always sat together, right. You know, as a family and now it's just like, I mean, last night, by the time we got home, I don't think the kids had dinner until 8:30.
Yeah.
And of course it was pizza because no one's going to cook at 8 o'clock, right. 8:30 at night. But no, I agree with you. And then when you do say, let's all eat together, what?
Yeah.
I just want to sit over here.
I don't want to sit with them. Yeah. You mean we got to sit the whole time? Yeah. Sit with the whole time. But yeah. These parents are spending several days a week, every day, rushing from point A to point B, different activities. And they're just frazzled. Or how do you keep track? I can't keep track of this stuff, you know. And I understand it's learning. There's skills that they're learning, you know, by some of these activities. But is it really helping them? You know, is it multitasking you're teaching them? Or is just what is the point? What is the purpose to keep your child that busy? Mm-hmm. My priority during the school year is grades. That's my priority. That's number one. So you can't hang, then you don't get to do the sport. I don't care how well good you are. But yes, in our house, we're not Olympic bound. But I do it just for health and
Sure. Well, you want them involved and they have a involvement. Social.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So, but I had read that by the time the kids reach high school, they're bored and burned out.
That does not surprise me.
It's because their parents have a well-meaning idea that the right way to parent is to overschedule them. In hopes of keeping them busy, active, and out of trouble.
Okay, but my thing is, so we overschedule our kids, but what does that do to us? Like you just mentioned dinner. So now we're going through drive-thrus.
Right.
We're eating yucky food. We don't have any downtime. Like majority of the parents out there work. Okay, right. There are some lucky ones that don't work, and that's fine. But you're just like go, go, go all the time, and there's no break. Not necessarily just for the kids, but for you as well. Mm-hmm. There's no downtime.
No. And they explain that in the past 20 years, the number of children who participate in organized youth sports have doubled. Yet teens who try out for their high school sports teams have reached an all-time low.
Do you think it's because that's so competitive?
That's my number one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be let down. You know, they don't want to be told, no, you're not good enough.
Sure.
Because this whole time, since they were in utero, we're number one, we're six, you know, you're great. Go, Johnny, go. So, yeah, they're let down by reality. But I find that even that's changed. So you get turned down, but then the minute the parent voices their opinion, that kid's back on the team. So then you've got 20 kids on the baseball team when you don't need that many kids because the coach was bullied by that parent to put their kid on the team because they're good.
Well, and it's not even that. It's just, okay, so why are parents doing that anyway? And again, we are not specialists or we're just talking here. But why do parents do that? And I think part of it is because they don't want their kids to fail. But I think it's okay to let your kid fail because that's what's going to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
And just because your child's been playing baseball for the last 6 years and now he's in high school or he or she's in high school and they didn't make the team – it's not the end of the world.
Right.
And, you know, and especially high school is so competitive and there are, you know, I don't even know what schools do this, but I'm sure there are some schools that kind of recruit kids to play. I don't even know.
Oh, absolutely. They still do. They do.
So, yeah, that's the only thing I don't like is when parents get involved and it's like, let the kids handle it themselves. Because you know what? When we were younger and we didn't make a team, so I tried out for basketball in grade school and, Shuddy, no laughing. And I did not make the team. But you know what I was? I was a manager of the team. And you know what? I didn't care.
That's a great
compromise. With my friends.
Right.
And we hung out and we had a good time. And I did make the softball team, but I think it was only because we didn't have enough kids to play. I think we actually had two teams, to be honest with you. And, you know, it's just, and just recently someone said, oh, there's Erica. I remember when I let her had a chance to bat. Like, what is up with people?
You remember
bat.
That?
You let me bat. Okay, great.
You don't remember what you wore yesterday, but I remember your go up a bat.
When I let her bat. She was one of my coaches.
Oh, my goodness.
But, it's like, your kids. If your kids don't make the team, they don't make the team.
Right.
Move on, you know?
I remember in sixth grade, that was the – we were going into junior high. So they offered – cheerleading tryouts, and I wanted to be a cheerleader so bad I could taste it, to the point where I lost my voice cheering in the mirror every day, and to the point where my brother's like, can't you just shut her off? It's too much, you know, like these chants. I mean, I did the splits. Like, I wanted to be that girl. And the day of tryouts, my partner dumped me. I don't know what that whole story was about.
Wow.
We're not friends anymore. Right. I don't know. So I should be in therapy for this.
Yeah, you should be.
So obviously I've not let it bother me, Erica. So I tried out all my might and I so excited. And I remember my mom was there watching and she wanted it for me and I didn't make the team.
Oh.
And I sucked it up. I didn't cry until we got to the car and I bawled. And I don't even know the reasoning. I think my mom had asked why and she wouldn't tell me. So, but she protected me. She wasn't that mom like, she's on the team.
Sure.
You know, wasn't the mascot. Like I sucked it up and I didn't do it. But I'll tell you, that just put a bitter taste in my mouth and I never ever wanted to be a cheerleader again. I became a flag corps. Twirled the flag.
So cool.
So yeah, it was even
better.
They
have snazzy outfits.
Yeah.
So I was a cheerleader. There was only four cheerleaders on our squad though. I'm sure we were the only four that tried out too.
You just automatically make the team.
Let's
Yay.
Go.
Yay.
Go Arrows. Yeah. No, yeah, it would be funny because – and it was obviously elementary school, not in high school.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We would be at a basketball game and there would be the four of us on one side of the wall and then like 10 on the other team. Like,
yeah.
Our Lady of Good Counsel or whatever. Not even that.
So were you like Sandlot? You were like the
– Oh, my gosh.
You were like those kids? And then the Richies come by and their giant Schwinn bikes.
Hey. Dude. Yeah. It was not good. It was not good. I mean, we had fun though.
Yeah. I feel like by the time I hit high school, there was no pressure to do anything. Like we had a job. We were, you know, involved in stuff, but it wasn't like pressure.
So you just reminded me, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so here's another difference. So we walked to school. Our parents didn't have to drive us to our activities.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of plays. I was in student council. So I have a meeting. I have to go. And then I would just walk to school. And so that's another big issue is my parents weren't driving me around.
Yeah.
We're driving around our kids nowadays.
My parents claim they don't recall this, but we walked. Not a lot, but we did walk.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then I would call from the payphone, say, pick me up. And my mom's famous line was, start walking, I'll come get you. Mm-hmm. So we lived 2 miles away from school. So we would walk. And by the time I got in the door, I'm like, where were you?
She was grabbing the keys off
and
the
she was like, oh, the phone rang. And it was, you know, she always had an excuse. Now, I pulled that not too long ago.
Oh, you did?
Now, we live a mile, like a straight mile from school home. And I'm like, start walking. I did pick them up like midway and they're like, where were you? Like, oh, the phone rang.
Oh my gosh. That would be so
It was
proud
awesome.
Of you.
It was awesome. But well, here's another thing that's a statistic though. But by the age of 13, that shows 3 out of every 4 children who participated in several years of organizations have permanently shelved their cleats, scout uniforms, or music books. And it's because they've started since they were like kindergarten.
Sure.
Preschool. They have little peewee hockey, you know. So it's like there's commercial now that they're I don't know what.
Oh, it's on
commercial,
the radio.
But they're the kids go on the podium and they're like, I no longer want to participate. And,
oh, that commercial.
I don't remember what they're selling, but yeah, I was like, oh, that sounds familiar because everybody gets a trophy now. Like there's no first, second, third place. And that drives me nuts.
One of my favorite sayings is, we're all winners. No matter what, we're all winners. You know, Karen and Jeff.
Yeah.
I said I was going to have a hat made. We're all winners. That's what we are. We're all winners. Doesn't matter what place you came in. We're all winners. And here's your trophy. And you know, recently we were cleaning out bedrooms and there was a couple of trophies. And even my own kids were like, why would I get a trophy for like eighth place? And I'm like, well, that's just what they did back then. And,
right.
And they still do it now, I think. It's just like every kid's got to have a trophy. And it's like, oh, it's just sending the wrong
and
wrong
I
message.
Think the intentions are good. It's to some extent, you know, and I don't know. The parents always think that they need to sacrifice and it's going to better develop their child. Is it really going to see you frazzled and like yelling in the car, get your shoes on, you know, and then they get frazzled and then they get out of the car and they're like, they're frazzled and they're not focused. Like, is it okay?
No, I don't think so. Not really. So there was this one article in the Cleveland Clinic. They wrote one, it was in their pediatric section, and they said it's really important that when you have a family that's overscheduled, that they schedule at least 20 minutes, 5 times a week as family time.
I think we didn't read the same article, but
is that what it says too?
Yes.
Board game, shoot hoops, whatever. So our family, we like to play Scrabble. So, and we allow the phones, you know, to be used. So make, you know, see if a word is a word and so forth. But we actually have a really good time. So, I mean, we don't do it 5 times a week. But when Ethan comes home, it would just be a random, oh, who wants to do a Scrabble night? And they're all like, yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice.
Right.
But then you don't want to act like, this is so much fun hanging out with you. You just kind of have to take it in.
Right. And just, you're playing a game.
Yes, but it's nice because you have, like, these chaotic days, and here you are hanging out for, like, an hour, hour and a half where no one has to be anywhere, and we can just, you know, be peaceful.
Enjoy. Yeah. And that's, let them be kids, and you be the parent.
Exactly.
And setting limits on number of scheduled activities you're attending, and instead you play with them, have family dinners instead of chauffeuring them around. Don't coach them on how to be better or throw them a ball and they throw it to you, whatever. You know, just let them be themselves, which I think is a good idea. You know, downtime. We don't play games, unfortunately, which I'm not a game player. I don't.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just not. And neither is my husband. We've talked about it. We have tried. Mm-hmm. We've done video games. We'll play Wii and stuff.
Yeah.
But, we'll go on road trips, you know, just drive to Frankenmuth or something and just do stuff together like that, you know, like CJ Barrymore's or something. So that time in the car, we're talking and stuff. So I think that's kind of our downtime. But, you know, again, I think we have time because we limit one sport per kid, you know, and I always sell the triplets as separate, but it's nice when the girls are on the same team.
Oh, it makes it's so much easier, doesn't it?
It is, and I eat my words, but yeah, it's nice.
But
they're cute to play together, though, too. It's cute watching them, you know, teamwork, and it's they don't they're good together. You know, they're a team themselves. But you know, Andrew's in golf, which is non-competitive, and I love the fact they don't try out. They're
automatically make it,
which, you know, unfortunately this year the team is even smaller than it was last year. So they're, you know, he's enjoying it.
They're not out recruiting like they are for the bowling team.
No.
Do you want a bowl? Sophie says, like, beginning of the year, they're always, like, pulling kids in the hallway. Do you want a bowl? I guess we have a very good bowling team,
I've asked my kids. I'm like, and they just look at me like I'm crazy, like, bowling series. I'm like, hey, there's good scholarships,
And, you know, we have a pretty good team, too.
There's nothing wrong with
bowling. I know. I'm just surprised at golf, though, especially since it's not so competitive, that they would want to at least say, hey,
it is an individual sport. But, he's enjoying it, and we're good with that.
That's good.
You know.
So another part of this article that I read talks about, you know, you should allow your kids play time, but let kids take the lead. Now, I am guilty of what's in this article right here. It says, don't plan their play dates. Don't plan what they're going to do. So I used to do that. Like, Sophie would have friends come over, and I would say, okay, so do you guys want to do a craft? Because I'll go to Michael's, and I'll buy a bunch of crafts, and you guys can make them. And she'll say, Mom, we'll just figure it out when they get here. But I'm very much like, I would always try to organize something, or there has mm-hmm. to be, you know, oh, you can make cookies. We can do this. She's like, Mom, that's great that that's an option. But maybe once they get here, maybe we just want to watch a movie, or maybe we just want to, because they're really into drawing and things like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, so there's just saying, relax. Let the kids figure it out themselves. You don't have to always entertain them.
Yeah. Sleepovers, I felt like I had to entertain them. Because mm-hmm. that's what my mom did. You know,
oh,
we
did
would
you
buy
really?
Shrinky Dinks, or like we always had some kind of craft to do. And I love to do a craft anyway. So my girls were kind of adapt to that anyway. Like that's what you did when you sure. had friends over. But yeah, we'd get out the Sculpey clay and that kind of stuff. So we, you know, I just, that was my treat to them. But, I felt like I didn't have to oversee the girls as much as the boys, because girls, I don't know, they chat, they talk, they do stuff. Boys, they just kind of
stare at each other.
Or they're playing a video game, and you're like, "Are you letting him play?" "Yeah, I'm letting him play." "Are you sure?" Because he's just sitting there without a remote control in his hand.
And
oh no, we're taking turns.
Is he here to just watch you play?
I've done that a few times. Like, Mom, you don't understand. Okay, then they're not complaining, so then we just let it go.
Well, and you know what? That's true. So very similar. Like, I would do the same thing. Like, is that kid's not smiling. Is he okay? Mom, we're fine. We're just hanging out. Well, okay. Are you sure you guys don't need anything? Mom, we're good.
Right.
So I'm 100%, 200% guilty of that. I wish I could go back in time and change that about myself. But I don't know why. It's like they always have to be happy or doing something.
Right.
And you don't want kids to be miserable. And
right.
So
I think if any of my kids were like college bound level to be recruited mm-hmm. for a sport, then I think, I would be very aggressive and proactive and like involve them in travel, whatever, or, you know, like really make sure they're focused on, you know, and get personal trainer. You know, I would do that, but I don't feel that we're not there.
Right, right now,
at all.
They're just enjoying themselves.
I want them to have fun, enjoy, get your time on the field as you can,
mm-hmm.
and just make friends and follow directions from someone that's not your parent, you know. So I just, I'm not a fan of everyone wins and all of that. Like, your parents have too much to say.
So another thing they talked about, too, is if your child they say the first red flag of overscheduling a child is their mood. If they become irritable, anxious, or reluctant to go to activities, and especially if they're feeling, like, overtired, especially since activities often affect homework and sleep,
right.
They say that that's a red flag. Even though your child may be the best at, I don't know, playing softball, but if they're not going and they don't like to go and that's just not something that they want to do, you shouldn't push them. And then the other thing, too, is don't forget about schoolwork, because really that should be
important.
Their primary focus.
Absolutely.
That should be number one.
The rule then in growing up and the rule I implement is whether you loathe the sport, you hate it, you can't stomach it, you need to finish the season.
Yes.
We do not quit midterm. And I learned the hard way personally by joining track. And I think, I don't know, that was the year like my dad was running and I was like, oh, that's cool. He can do it. I can do it. You know, I'm going to join track. Like, I don't know, I was like in junior high. Oh my God. I hated running. And of course, you know, I would go to the practices and then go across the street to the park and wait for the time and then go home, you know, and like totally lied. And of course, when it came to the track meets, I got like the longest run because I wasn't timed for anything, you know. So
wait, no, go back. So you would not go to practice?
I would not go to practice. I would totally lie.
And then you would just show up at practice.
I would just show
and
up.
Say,
they're like,
do
okay,
the 1 mile,
you got,
do the 2 miles.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, well, how many times around the track? And they're like, 4 times. Holy snarkies, are you kidding me? What? Yeah. So that was like a punishment. I think the coach knew, like, you're gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. So I remember there was a track meet coming up, and one of my best friends was having a sleepover. I'm like, cool, this is my out. I don't have to go to the track or the track meet because I'm sleeping over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So of course we pull an all nighter, you know, as girls do, and it was, you know, like we finally get to sleep at like 6 a.m. and there's a tap on my shoulder, and it was the mom saying, "Amy, your dad's here." What? Yeah, he's here to pick you up. What time is it? What's going on? You know, he's here. So I gather my belongings, you know. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, you have a track meet. We got to go. 7:00. I'm like, what? No way. Yeah. that didn't go well. And it was kicking and screaming. And I went to the track meet and I had to run and came in very last place because four times around. I didn't even know what they meant. What's a 5K? What's a 3K? I didn't know any of that term because I didn't go to the. And my dad knew. And
he knew.
Oh, it was, you don't come home sweaty or anything with no information on anything. Come on. There was no
emails back then.
Yeah, right? but he wasn't just born yesterday. He caught on. So, I mean, this was bad. I mean, I was crying as I'm running like a Nancy Kerrigan. Why? Yeah, it didn't go well. So that was the one and only sport that I was actually allowed to quit. So it was kind of more justified. Like it was bad, but you do your homework then. You don't know what lacrosse is, or you don't know what this is.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, no, my kids have been troopers, and we've never had to quit mid-season on anything, and they finish and follow through, and then we decide, do you like it? No. Yes. No. Whatever. So, that's our golden rule in our house.
We had So we let Sophie quit cross country, which, to be honest with you, like, killed me. But she actually had a foot problem, so we let it go. But we thought she was faking the injury.
Bad mom.
Well, Ethan was in high school now, and she was kind of like, I don't know. I think she just didn't want to. Well, I don't know. No, I mean, she said she liked running, but if we thought she was making, so you're making that up. There's no way. And mom, I really do have an injury. And so, long story, she did have an injury. She did quit the sport, but that's the only time that we let her do that, and even when she did dance when she was little, I don't want to go to dance. I'm like, you're going to dance. And in my head, it's because I just paid $85 for that costume. You're going to dance.
Yeah.
So same thing. We don't, our parents, they didn't let us quit anything. You signed up for something. That's what you're doing. And you're going to, whether you are the best at it or horrible at it, you are going to finish it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, because I made Andrew play soccer for a season, and that was, he did not like it. And he's like, why am I doing this? I'm like, you need to keep in shape for baseball. That was my excuse. And he would, it wasn't kicking and screaming, but he would make comments and stuff. I'm like, you're going to finish. And he did okay. And he didn't not play, but he weaseled his way out one time because he told the coach he had asthma.
Did he
and
really?
The coach was like, I just let him sit out for a minute. I'm like, why? What's wrong? And he's like, he said he's asthmatic. I'm like, what? Is this a new diagnosis that I don't know about? And he's like, wait, what? Like, he's totally played you. Like, and he's like, really? I'm like, get his butt back out there. In fact, make him run, So Andrew denies it, but I'm like, I don't think this coach
would. The coach didn't make
I don't
that
think
up.
This coach would lie about it. But yeah, I couldn't stop. Like, you're trying to reprimand your kid without laughing. That was a tough one. But my hat's off to those parents that can do it, and I wish them the best.
Yeah, there's absolutely no criticism about it.
No,
by any means.
And if you can juggle it and your kids are fine, that's awesome. There must be a secret trick that I'm missing, because that's my panic, working 8 hours and not coming, the practices are at like 4, I work till 5, like trying to juggle, which we're experiencing this week. It's been like hell week, and it's only Tuesday.
We're kind of doing the same thing. I have Ethan making a bunch of the trips back and forth, and
it's
really been
crazy.
Helpful. It is crazy.
This week I'm booked myself trying to get things done, and thank goodness my husband's home and not on launch or anything, so he's actually cooking and participating in all of this, which is awesome. So yeah, I guess you've got to have good connections, good outreach to people, to carpool.
You have to have a village, as they say. You
sure
have to have a village.
Take a village, man, in a city, in a town.
It does. Even after school, like if I can't pick up Sophie in time or Brian can't pick her up, I mean, it's so nice to be able to, there's a couple of moms that I can rely on and say, oh my gosh, I have this meeting until 4:30. Anyway, you can pick her up. And I appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
And then even at the barn when we're there, how you're just kind of talking. You're like, I got a tough schedule next week. And then next thing you know, the parents are like, hey, we'll come pick her up. And you're like, that didn't even faze you, because I'm not one to ask for help when it comes to stuff like that. So so you really appreciate when parents are like, no, we understand you're struggling. Let me help you out.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm more than well, I would love to hear the secrets to that success. And, I, like I said, again, I wish the parents luck. I wish the kids luck. And you know, and they can understand the struggles. I hope our kids appreciate what we do for them, and
I
understand
say that
what
all
we go
the time.
Through. And yeah, I do this. There's some good points to over scheduling your kids, but it's not me. It's not my lifestyle. And you know,
well,
my kids ever want
to
do it,
how
try
did
it.
We get here? Like, how did we get here? Why? Because, I mean, we're obviously allowing it. And right. then we often say, we're going to say no. There's going to be a moment or a day we're going to say, no, this isn't happening today. And I'm embarrassed to admit that we haven't done that yet.
Right.
But it's going to come soon. Cause,
cost,
know,
too. I don't know how people do it. Travel and, you know, travel hockey, travel
sports.
Soccer, travel. And that means going out of state, going out of town and hotels
and
how do these people do it? Yeah, I don't know. And I guess I don't want to be in that situation to figure it out because I, you know, we've got other bills to pay. I don't know. I appreciate looking at Facebook and the success of these kids and what they're doing
definitely.
And stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And if it works for you, that's awesome. My hat's off. But, you know, that's me.
I am with you on that one.
So, you know, we appreciate you
You're
guys
listening to our show.
Yeah.
And then, don't forget, we'd like to remind you to do this in case our exit does not post on our shows. But please make sure you go to our Facebook page, which is Mom Says Podcast. We appreciate you sharing. Amy's really good about, you know, posting memes and things like that. And I actually had a parent tell me the other day that she's working hard, that she really likes what you post, and that she's trying to live by that. And I just smiled.
My gosh.
I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Turn the lights off in the house.
Yes, exactly.
That was today.
So that was kind of funny. So, again, you know, please just keep sharing. Spread the word about our podcast. Soon we'll have a good idea of how many people are actually listening to the show. So we're really excited.
All right.
All right.
See ya.
Well, that is it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.